Therefore, we're told here, we are buried with him by baptism into death. This is identification. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And that is verse 4. We're baptized into his death, and then we're identified with him when he's raised, you see. We died with him, and he was raised, and we are raised. We are joined today to a living Christ. In other words, our sins have already been judged. We're already raised, and we're yonder seated with Christ in the heavenlies. Friends, there's only two places for your sins. Either they were on Christ when he died for you 1,900 years ago, and you've trusted him as your Savior, or they're on you today and you're yet to come up for judgment. There's no third place for them. Now listen to Paul here. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is at the right hand of God. And that's Colossians 3:1. These are the important things for us today. We are buried with him by identification into his death. Now I'll be very frank with you. I was raised a Presbyterian, but I think that immersion sets forth the type here. I think the Spirit's baptism is the real baptism. Water is a ritual baptism, but I do think that immersion sets it forth, the great spiritual truth that's here. And that's the reason that a child of God should be baptized. It's a testimony that we're joined to the living Christ. And that's very important. In fact, it's all important. Now, will you notice something else here? We're told, for instance, Peter says, baptism doth also now save us. 1 Peter 3:21. Well, how does it save us? Well, he'd been talking about 8 souls that were saved in the ark. They went through the judgment of waters inside the ark. The people who got in the water, they were drowned. The people in the ark never did get in the water. But they were saved by baptism, we are told. Now, they were inside the ark. They were identified with the ark. They had believed God got in the ark, and God saw that little boat floating on top of the water. And God sees Christ today, and not Vernon McGee. If he saw Vernon McGee, I wouldn't get anywhere, but in Christ. Christ went down into the waters of death. We're in Christ. We're raised with him. We're joined to him. That's the important truth here. Don't miss it, because if you do, you'll miss one of the greatest truths of the Christian life.